Hello and welcome to another edition of the Rouse Review. I'm your city manager, Dan Hoffman, and with me is Sarah Fry, PIO.
Hello.
Hi. There was a pause there. You weren't quite sure.
I wasn't sure if you were talking to me or not.
You're the only PIO in the room. And we also have it sitting in with us for part one, our part two guest, Justin Hall. But Justin Hall will be jumping in here a little bit. So council tomorrow night, we have an agenda. It's summer. We still meet during the summer, except for the second half of July. We go into recess second half of July. But we do have a meeting tomorrow night. Hopefully, everyone survived a wet and soggy weekend, and they're ready to attend a city council meeting. I'm going to walk through the agenda, and then we'll go through your list. Okay, Sarah?
Sounds good to me.
Excellent. So first things first, the Board of Architectural Review. At some point, we're going to need to do a City Works edition, specifically an architectural review and historic preservation. But for now, I'll just say that if you are a Winchester resident and you've been keeping tabs on the BAR issue on South Washington Street, and you're confused, you're not alone. Everyone's a little confused on this one, I think. But here at the city, we are following the process outlined in code. There's an appeal before the BAR. That's going to be probably the big item of the evening. It is the very first public hearing. So if you are coming out to speak at this public hearing, you'll have your opportunity towards the front half of the meeting. Just so everyone is aware, this process, which we don't do very often because we do not have many BAR appeals, is a little complicated. At the last meeting, there was consultation, and that's the point at which the city council has an opportunity to ask questions of staff, the city attorney, the BAR representatives, if they have any questions for them. No decisions are made at that point. That happened 2 weeks ago. Tomorrow night is the public hearing on it. That's the opportunity for members of the public to come say their piece. The council cannot make a decision tomorrow night. They have to hold and make their decision at the first meeting in July, which is the next meeting. So tomorrow night, public hearing, first meeting in July, that's when the council will make its decision. So, it's a three-step process. We hope to not have to do many of these, but they do pop up from time to time. So that's probably the most high-profile item tomorrow night, which is somewhat unfortunate because there are several other really cool things on the agenda. First off, we do have a tax credit proposal for substantially rehabilitated historic properties. Has nothing to do with the BAR stuff. It mainly has to do with projects like Zero Pack, for example. After that is a second reading public hearing for an artisan manufacturing ordinance, which will allow for more urban agriculture, container farming, things like that in the appropriate places in town, provides better access to, you know, local produce, etc. And if you're kind of curious what this might look like, we do have one that's been operating for a little while here in town, Fox Urban Farms, right over there by Hanley. So if you're kind of curious what it might look like in practice, go check that out. we have a resolution for the 100th anniversary of Hanley, and then we will wrap up the public portion of the evening with a discussion on microtransit. We've talked about microtransit before on the podcast, what it is. So I encourage you to go check that out if you haven't already. I think we can we put a link somewhere?
We can definitely put a link.
We'll find a link somewhere to put somewhere. So keep an eye out for that link. We have discussed this previously at the PED committee, at our MPO meeting, MPO being our Metropolitan Planning Organization. So it's been discussed publicly a fair amount, but now this will be the first full council discussion of what is a very, very exciting proposal for transit in the city. So if you're going to come for the public hearing on the BAR, stick around because there's a lot of cool stuff the rest of the meeting. Well, cool and in the context of like city planning stuff. But please stick around. It's a good meeting otherwise. but if you are not up for attending a council meeting, we got a bunch of other cool stuff going on in town. Sarah, take it away.
All right. I'm going to start with the stuff coming up furthest away first.
Okay.
So
we're starting far away and working backwards.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Starting with July 6th is the next city pickup party.
Yay.
We are at Wilkins Lake.
Oh, good.
Which should be fantastic.
Yep.
Our theme is very appropriately Shark Week.
Nice.
So come dressed to impress.
Okay.
Earn some stormwater credits for the upcoming utility fee that's going to go into place on January the 1st. And help keep our parks beautiful.
Absolutely. Awesome.
All right. Next up, it is almost the 4th of July. Isn't that hard to believe?
Yeah, yeah. Although, isn't that like two, three? It'll be here before we know it.
No, it's next week.
Great. Oh, that's true. That is true. It is, wow. Okay.
It's going to be fun, though. So there's a lot going on in the city. First of all the city offices, courts, Wintran, everything will be closed. Your recycling's getting moved until from Tuesday pickup to Wednesday. So that's happening. In celebration of the Hanley 100, there is a Judges Giving Back 5K happening at Hanley starting at 8 a.m. So if you really want to get your running in before your 4th of July barbecue, come on out. And then on Independence Eve, that's when all the real fun is happening in the city.
Okay. That's when our fireworks are.
That's when the fireworks are.
Yes.
So the fireworks will take place around 9:20-ish p.m. At Jim Barnett Park. They're going to be going off from Bodie Grimm Field. That is the one that Hanley plays on at the front.
Got it.
So
if you want, go ahead. I don't want to cut you off.
All right.
Because I have some viewing tips from last year.
I was going to get into some viewing tips.
Go ahead. Have at it.
Most importantly, starting at 6:30, there's going to be music going through the park. So get there early. Find a good spot. You're going to be able to sit at Yost. You're going to be able to sit at Hinkle Harris. You're going to be able to sit at the War Memorial Building parking lot. Mm-hmm. You can hang out at our pool until right before the party gets started if you want to, because there's going to be a pool party running until 8:30 that night.
Awesome.
There's also a Royals game running that you can go and watch the Royals and
extra
sit in the
cool.
stands and watch the fireworks go off and just have the most all-American night of all time.
It really is.
Also, please remember, no alcohol, and don't bring your own fireworks. Leave it to the professionals.
Yeah, really. And last year, I was with a bunch of people, not intentionally. I was just, there was a crowd. The crowd of people I was sitting with to watch the fireworks were down I'm trying to think of a good way to describe it. If you are heading away from the War Memorial Building in the pool and you're heading towards Christensen Family Land.
Okay.
That's considered the fairground area, right? I'm looking at Justin.
Festival Field.
Festival right? Field. Thank you.
Yes.
Festival Field, not a great place to see the fireworks. Because it kind of dips down a little bit. So you see basically the top half of a lot of the fireworks.
Yep.
I know that last year I think there were some launch angle issues or something, but...
Yeah, Festival Field is normally used for parking.
Yeah.
So overflow parking.
Yeah.
But it's not really the best idea to watch from that location.
No, it is not a good spot. So get there early because parking does fill up. I think a lot of the people that were, trying to get into Jim Barnett, if you're getting shown up like 20 minutes before the fireworks, bad.
You're going to want to walk from downtown if that's the case.
Yeah, get there early. Parking will be very limited, especially if it's a nice night. So get there early. Enjoy some of the activities and try to get at least as close as the War Memorial Building. So if you want the best viewing.
And when you leave, be patient because everybody's trying to leave at one time.
That's
so
right.
It's going to take a little while to get out.
And I would be so remiss if I did not mention everything going down in Old Town on Rockin' Independence Eve. Starting at 4:00, they are going to have kids activities, family activities, live music at the Taylor Pavilion, Old Town Spirits in effect from 4 to 10. Go down there, support our local businesses, have a good time. All right, that's it for the 4th of July. And then before the 4th of July, we've got two other things. The first one is there is an adult protective services mandated reporter training.
Adult protective services, a mandated reporter training. That sounds like a mouthful.
It is a mouthful, but it's important stuff, especially for anybody who works with the elderly or anybody who might be at risk of abuse or neglect. So that is being hosted by our Department of Social Services out at Jim Barnett Park's Active Living Center at 11:30 on the 30th. So bring your own lunch. It's a lunch and learn. Should be a great time. As great time as a training.
I was gonna say, great time as a training about elder abuse, but very important. And you know, do take a look at the description of the event on the website, because you might not think that it's for you, but you know, really, it's a good thing for everybody to know.
Yeah, if you work in home health care, if you work in a nursing home setting, if you're in fire or EMS,
absolutely,
all kinds of things. If you volunteer at a homeless shelter, all of those places are prime opportunities to be trained as a mandated reporter.
Yep.
All right. Next up, you heard us talking to Justin earlier.
Yep.
And you're probably wondering, who's Justin?
Who's Justin?
Well, Justin is not only our guest for part two of the Rouse Review and City Works, but Justin Hall is basically the master of all things that go on in public services at City Yards. Would you say that's right, Justin?
We're a good team.
Good answer. Team good answer, Justin.
Well, Justin is here to talk about my most favorite event, I think, in the month of June, which is coming up on Wednesday, and it is going to be so much fun. My kids have been talking about it for a week straight. We are having a touch a truck and open house at Public Services, so I'm going to turn it over to Justin to talk to you about all the cool stuff that goes into that.
Justin.
Yeah, so this will be our first year that we are doing a touch a truck in our new City Yards complex, which is our public service campus. So we're going to have all types of equipment. We're going to have our bucket trucks. We're going to have trash trucks. We're going to have a glass crusher demonstration on how the glass gets crushed in City Yards. We're going to have plow painting. So if kids want to come out, help paint a plow, we're going to have that going on, give a tour of our new facility. Even take a drive through the new truck wash that we have on the transit bus. So if you're interested to see how everything works and where we're located, you know, come out. It's going to be a good time. And
I hear a rumor there's even going to be kids games?
There will be some kids games. So that's going to be fun to participate in as well.
All I can tell you is my three-year-old desperately wants to either drive a bus or a garbage truck when he grows up and can't wait for this event.
Well, awesome. We'll have a job.
Sign them up.
So we're really excited about having this event. And we picked a Wednesday because it's a good time. You know, weekends are busy for a lot of people. So it's a good time. Get out during the middle of the week. Come out, meet our staff, public service staff, and get to see a little bit what public service is all about.
All right. And once again, that is this Wednesday, June the 28th, from 5:30 until 8 p.m. at City Yards. And if you don't know how to get to City Yards, you go up Cork Street, like you're going towards Jim Barnett Park.
Yep.
And where the Moose Lodge and the railroad tracks are, there's a little stretch of road. Mm-hmm. That's where you're going to turn.
Yeah, right before the railroad tracks.
Right before the railroad tracks. You're not going to turn down East Lane. You're going to turn to your right.
Yep.
So that's where you will find the wild and wonderful
world
of public services.
And we'll probably have a sign or something at too, I assume.
And some balloons.
Yeah, of course.
Yep.
Awesome. Kids will love it.
Excellent. All right.
That all you got?
That's all I've got.
All right. Wonderful. Well, let's get into part two. If you're sticking around for part two, we're going to talk about a little bit more about City Yards and public services. And if you are not a Winchester person, this is also going to be very relevant for you. Pretty much every city has their version of City Yards. So we're going to talk about our City Yards, but really kind of how the various kind of public works, City Yards, complexes work in various municipalities. So stick around for that. And we hope to see you at the council meeting tomorrow night. But if not, thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you around City Hall.